I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Spanked by a Couple in Their Hotel Room, written and read by Euphemize This. A yearning for connections that fulfilled her kinky desires had led Rachel to arrange to meet an older couple in an elegant hotel. They didn't use their real names. When messaging to plan the date, the woman had referred to her male partner as S and had said, "Call me M," which Rachel found rather hilarious given the nature of what they'd got planned. It was partly that which drew her to them over the others who had offered their services. Everyone else seemed to be far too serious and terribly badly dressed. When Rachel entered the hotel bar, they were the first and only thing she saw. S was dressed in an immaculate three-piece tweed suit that fit perfectly, and he wore it with the confident air of a man who was used to wearing suits out of enjoyment rather than obligation. M was wearing a figure-hugging pencil dress in a beautiful shade of green that was echoed in the check of his suit, her waist cinched with a black velvet belt. As they stood to greet her, Rachel spotted a tantalizing hint of suspenders through the fabric of M's form-fitting outfit. After one drink and some delightful conversation, the three of them then headed upstairs. When they entered the bedroom, Rachel noticed that the desk chair had been moved next to the bed, and it had four leather cuffs sat on top of it. "May I remove your dress?" M asked. All Rachel could muster in her lustful excitement was an enthusiastic nod before M moved close, reaching around to unzip her as their lips touched. While his partner attached Rachel's ankles to the legs of the chair and her wrists to the arms, S carefully removed and hung up his jacket before beginning to roll up his sleeves. "I want you to see the reward you'll get if you behave well," he said to Rachel, before turning to M and growling, "Come here." When she was within arm's reach, he grabbed her roughly and pulled her towards him so that her ample ass was pressed against his hardening cock, and Rachel could see her expression as he reached into the front of her dress and grabbed her breasts firmly, making her gasp. Then, with one hand tantalizingly around her throat, he used the other to unzip her before whispering menacingly in her ear, "Remove your dress and get on your knees for me." M obeyed, and S ensured that Rachel had a good view when he unzipped his trousers and his partner hungrily swallowed his cock. He watched her reactions as she sat on that chair with her legs spread, like a prize waiting to be claimed. Grabbing M by the hair, he pulled her to her feet before ordering her to bend over the bed. As she obeyed, S reached into his pocket and pulled out a condom, discarding the wrapper onto the floor as he quickly rolled the latex onto his cock before effortlessly sliding inside her willing wet cunt. Rachel could feel her knickers becoming damp as she watched him fuck his partner hard and fast. By the time they both came, her underwear was soaked through with the anticipation of being fucked by him next. Still dressed in his trousers, waistcoat, shirt and tie, S disposed of the condom before tucking his cock back inside his underwear and zipping himself up. Seeing Rachel's disappointment, he told her, "Not just yet, you'll need to earn it." As he walked towards her, he removed his tie and undid the top couple of buttons on his shirt. She wondered how someone so utterly filthy could look so damn respectable. He bent down to kiss her where she sat, sliding a hand inside her bra and then down into her wet knickers. As he stepped back to let M unbuckle the cuffs and guide Rachel over towards the desk, S watched them both as he licked his fingers to enjoy the taste of her. Once Rachel was bent over the desk with M stood behind her, softly stroking her smooth, unblemished skin, S put some music on to set the mood and disguise the sounds of the spanking that Rachel knew was coming next. M had a surprisingly firm hand at times, varying the timing and force whenever she felt like Rachel was getting too comfortable, but it was very clear that this was just the warm-up act. S watched as she covered every inch of Rachel's gorgeous backside, turning it a beautiful shade of pink. Then, without her realising, the pair of them deftly switched places while her eyes were closed, and she had no time at all to prepare for how much harder he hit. Every time his hand came down on her soft, willing flesh, the breath was knocked out of her. M stroked her hair calmly and reminded her to breathe. Next came a paddle. The hard blows continued to fall, and M held her in place every time she tried to wiggle out of it. Then, after what felt like the longest time, he finally stopped. Just as Rachel gasped in relief, she heard the unmistakable sound of a belt buckle being unfastened. Six, and then it's over. Do you think you can take six? M asked her. Rachel felt slightly terrified, yet ever so brave, as she took a deep breath and replied, yes. The pain seared through her as the leather of his belt made contact with her skin, and she cried out. It was a biting pain, quite different to the sting of the paddle. It seemed to go right through her. As her brain continued to process the sensations, she took the second blow and felt a single tear escape her eye and roll down her cheek. Was the third harder? She couldn't tell, but M reassured her she was doing really well and reminded her she was already halfway through. After five, she wasn't sure she could take any more, but a steely determination not to quit carried her through the final blow and into free-flowing tears of relief. M cradled her softly and stroked her hair. Once an exhausted smile appeared on Rachel's face, M went to get a blanket and something sweet, while S embraced her and softly whispered in her ear, "You've been such a good girl." His rough hands brushed her hair away from her face as he guided her towards the bed for some much-needed aftercare. Rachel visited the bathroom to freshen up and inspect her beautiful new bruises, and then perched on the edge of the bed watching S, who was reclining on a comfortable chair with a well-earned drink. He flashed her a filthy knowing smile and said, "I think we can safely say you've earned your reward." If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, and more of me at euphemisethis.blogspot.com.